Walking in the streets in Zimbabwe, the talk everywhere is on self-styled prophets and how they are attracting hundreds of thousands of people who are flocking to their places of worship for assistance on their day-to-day problems. Many have left their traditional churches seeking to improve their lives through the touch of self-styled prophets. Hundreds of thousands of people are now flocking to churches fronted by prophets like Emmanuel Makandiwa and Walter Magaya. Most of them say they are seeking assistance from the prophets on their economic and family problems. One of the prophets, Emmanuel Mwale of the United Apostolic Church International, claims he is receiving thousands of people from all the four corners of the country who are coming with an assortment of their problems.
People are coming to get deliverance and healing and the prophetic and also the word of God.
Mwale says most of those coming to him are seeking riches or assistance after losing their jobs. Chitungwiza resident Samuel Maunganidze says the reason why more and more people are visiting the prophet is because of the economy, which has made it difficult for the majority of them to financially sustain their day-to-day lives.
When things are not okay, when you do not have a man to support your family, you are spiritually down.
Another Chitungwiza resident, Munei Murombezi, says hospital bills have also gone far beyond the reach of many, to the extent that they found solace in the prophets, who, although they charge, are a bit cheaper.
People cannot afford to put their medical bills.
There is now less and less talk about traditional healers or ongangas, and these have been relegated to the background. Some of the Zimbabweans have come out in the open on how they've managed to acquire wealth, while others have testified on how their long suffering finally came to an end after visiting one of these prophets. After losing a job on a 3-month notice, Tembile Muza says she found another job after visiting one of the prophets. What, however, is disturbing is the manner in which some of the prophets are executing their duties, with reports of sexual abuse of women becoming the order of the day. These, says Murombezi, are not men from God, but fake prophets.
The law should take its course, should arrest those who are prophets.
Maunganidze says this is betrayal to the same people that the prophets are supposed to serve, saying the law should take its course.
I think in that case, government should intervene and probably put a stop to that. The police enforce and stop that.
Another section of the community is also of the opinion that these prophets have turned religion into business, if they are selling the anointing oil they dish out at a premium. Some are charging the anointing oil for $10, while others are going for $5, which Maunganidze says is commercializing religion.
There's a growing tendency in Zimbabwe that is very shocking. Surely, if you want to assist people or help people or pray for people, why should you charge? What you know is even in the Bible, Jesus did it for free.
Murombezi also adds his voice, saying this is no longer serving the flock, but business.
If there are true prophets, those things are supposed to be given for free. It's now a business.
Mwale, however, says their anointing oil is for free and for everyone who needs it.
We also have free anointed water for everybody.
However, there is a section of society which does not believe in this prophet. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.